Oh my, it's been a minute. So much has been going on, and I can't even keep up, but it is what it is anyway. Hey, hi, hello, and what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Howa K, with another episode of Typical Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about, as you could see by the title, the Tabby Boot Thief and just a bunch of stuff that's been going on in social media with basically men against women, femicide, everything in between. So let's get straight into it. Okay, so let's get into the case of this Tabby Thief, Tinder Thief, Tabby Gate, whatever, what have you. It's so many names. All right, so it starts off with a TikToker known as Lex, and she basically gives a PSA on TikTok saying, "Oh, please, if you have a Tinder account and you stay in New York or whatever, beware of this guy, because he stole her shoes." So this is what happened. One day she was walking on the streets of NY or whatever, and she came across a guy she found attractive, and I think they greeted each other or whatever, and then she went back to her place, right? She went back to her crib. When she got back to her crib, so he was like, "Oh, I think I just saw you outside. Blase, blase," and she just had realized, "Oh my gosh, I didn't know I matched with this dude on Tinder." So somebody asked somebody, "Oh, you trying to link?" They link, and they sleep with each other, and after that, like the morning after, they're like talking, and one of the things that came as a topic was the tabbies. The guy is a fashion nigga, so of course, like, oh yeah, he's like really interested in those shoes, they're Margiela, whatever, what have you, right? So he later says, "Oh, I gotta go," and she's like, "Okay." And I think right before he leaves, he's like, "Oh, there's a playlist on Spotify I'm gonna show you," but he shows it on her phone because he doesn't have Spotify. He talks about like, "Oh, he doesn't have Spotify. He's probably one of them niggas that likes Apple Music over Spotify for whatever reason, you know?" So, he basically takes her phone, and she's thinking he's about to show her the playlist. Whole time he's deleting the whole call history, so his number doesn't show up on her phone. So then after that, he's like, "Oh my gosh." So then after that, she doesn't realize until later that her tabbies are gone. Her shoes are gone. Like, it's, let me not even say my opinion on the shoes already, but like, he steals her shoes. He steals her shoes. She's in shock. And but at first she's thinking, "Oh, who was the last person here? What was going on? Like, where did I put my shoes?" It was him who took the shoes. So of course she asks him, like, "Hey, did you take my shoes?" He's like, "No, of course I wouldn't," blase, blase. And yeah, so she posts a video on TikTok. The TikTok, of course, blows up. It's on Twitter, it's on a bunch of platforms, Shade Room, all that. And she's like, "Oh my gosh." So she finally gets back to the guy. She's like, "Hey, why you took my shoes?" He's like, "No, of course, niggas lie." Okay, so then the video blows up. It's on multiple platforms, not just TikTok, it's on Twitter, Instagram, Shade Room, all that. Yeah, so that's when I think she tries to contact him again. Yeah, so she tried to contact him again for those shoes, and he's saying, "No, I don't have your shoes." And then I think he ends up actually saying, yes, I do have your shoes. Let me buy them off of you, because he bought them for his what? Plot twist? His girlfriend. So, yeah, he ends up having to take the shoes back that he gifted his girlfriend and giving them back to the girl. And I just think it's crazy, because at first he actually offered to pay her for the shoes. So of course that's saying, oh, you stole the shoes. You literally stole the shoes. But afterwards he ends up like just giving them back to her, and there's a whole video of it. And yeah, I hope that made sense. I hope that whole explanation made sense. He ends up giving them back to her because it's on social media. You can't escape from it. She tried to contact him on Instagram. She tried to contact him on multiple platforms. I think she called his mama, his sister, somebody. And yeah, that's what happened. I just have like a couple of questions. Like me, I'm really thinking to myself, like, one, what was it like to tell your girlfriend that, oh my gosh, I need these shoes back. Sorry, after you gift them to her. And the only thing I'm thinking of is either they're in an open relationship, maybe a poly relationship, something of that sort that's unconventional. Or like, shorty don't have self-worth. I don't know. Because I'm like, if a man gifted me shoes and then he has to take them back, he's either broke or he's cheating on me. It's like one or the other. So I'm thinking, I don't know, like if they're in like a conventional heterosexual relationship and like he cheats on her, she finds out, especially on social media, like imagine like that's your nigga on social media and everybody knows it, that he took some girl's shoes, what? And you take him back. How much you wanna bet that she took him back? Like, unless they in an open relationship, I don't even know how that's plausible, but you know, people. But yeah, I just thought that situation was so crazy. And then it reminded me of the Tinder swindler and that whole situation last year. Like, I thought maybe it was just me, but I thought collectively as a people, we were not going to be using Tinder like that anymore. And if you're using Tinder, you know what you're using it for and you're done, you know? I haven't even used Tinder in years, like before COVID. Like, I haven't used Tinder in years. Meanwhile, I don't know, people are using it casually. I don't know. I'm not even like blaming the girl. I'm just like, yo, that's just crazy. You invite somebody to your crib after you just met them on Tinder, and you didn't even know that they matched. Like, I don't know. I'm not blaming shorty for that, but I'm just like, yo, you should have known better. But anyways, let's get back into the Tinder swindler. So I was really thinking about the Tinder swindler, and I just was like, let me rewatch that Netflix movie. So if you don't know, the Tinder swindler is a documentary on Netflix about two or three women who dated a man by the name of Simon Leviev, who was an alleged diamond jewelry person or whatever. He got diamonds. He got motion, apparently, on Tinder, right? He got motion. So he basically is a part of a billionaire family. And there are a bunch of, what's the word, diamond miners. They mine diamonds in like different countries. That nigga probably South African. I think he's South African, actually. But yeah. So that happens, right? He's on Tinder matching with these women, and he ends up scamming these women out of like $250,000 altogether. $250,000 for one of them, just one of them. I think altogether he swindled $10 million out of a bunch of white women. And it's interesting because first I noticed that he has a type. I notice he goes for like white blonde women. I wonder why. I'm not even trying to imply anything. I'm just like, I wonder why you have a fetish or a type or whatever. Two, he goes for like European, like Eastern European woman. Think Austria, Norway, like those type of girls, right? I'm not even trying to pinpoint it out. It was just an observation I made when I was noticing the woman that he was talking to. I think there's an American though. Not gonna lie, I think there's an American woman there though. But he basically swindled these women by faking a billionaire lifestyle, going to different countries throughout Europe, spending so much money in the clubs, spending so much money in these exclusive spots that only like the 1% of not just like a nation, but the 1% of the world would be in, you know what I mean? Like, that's really crazy. So of course, these women who are just taken about by him, by his lifestyle, by the way he dresses, by the way he carries himself, are like, oh, you know what, that's fine, this is my man, you know, whatever. It's just, I noticed a couple of things. Like, one, the man love bombed these women so bad, like taking them on flights after like 2 days of meeting up, you know, traveling different areas, going to like nice luxurious restaurants, and he'll do this for like the first 2 weeks, even renting apartments, saying, oh, move in with me after a month. And then after that, he will be like, hey, I need some money. And it won't even be like a little bit of money, because he's a billionaire, quote unquote, and he has this billionaire lifestyle. He's gonna want millions of dollars, or at least a couple thousands of dollars, a couple bands, you know? He's gonna need a couple bands to keep up with the way he lives and stuff. So he ends up swindling like these ladies, all while explaining at the same time he got a baby mama. Like, he got a baby mother. Like, what? And a child. Like, I don't know why this stuff is so crazy to me. It's normal, but it's just crazy to me to like allow it to go to a certain extent, to the point where like the credit people had to pull up to their houses and they had to explain these situations that they were in. Like, that's so, it's so embarrassing, but I know it's real for so many people, for so many women. And I just think like collectively we need to just decenter men. Like, I think if we do that and we focus on ourselves, and also I'm not even gonna lie, let's stop using Tinder. Like, it's so many things going on. Like, why are you using Tinder to like find love? Why are you using Tinder to find love? If you're using Tinder, use it because you know you're going to have a one and done type of situation. Not for finding the love of your life. That's like a 0.01% of people that are going to find the love of their lives on Tinder. Now, I could see Hinge. I could see maybe Bumble. You know, it's a bunch of dating apps now where you could really find your match, and you could really limit it to a certain caliber of people. Like, I don't know. Why would a rich billionaire be on Tinder of all dating apps? I just thought about it. Wouldn't they find, like, if they were, like, trying to find something serious and trying to find, like, a relationship with somebody? Even a fling, though. Why wouldn't you do it on a dating site where you had to have money, or you had to be a certain person in the industry, in whatever industry? Like, that just came to mind. Like, what? I don't know. Let's just use logic next time, because I feel like a lot of us just don't have logic when it comes to love, and we need to use that. Even when it comes to dating, let's just not be desperate, and let's not act out of a scarcity mindset, you know? One monkey should not stop this show. It really shouldn't. Okay, so if you like this episode, I'm not gonna lie, this turned more so into a rant than a proper episode, a typical episode. But that's okay. There's always next time. I just feel like this just needed to be said because, like, I'm tired of seeing women get scammed. On top of that, let me quickly talk about the brick beater. That was just, that was so scary. I feel like I've been seeing all week. The week just started. For the past couple of days, past 2 or 3 days, I've been seeing women talking about their experiences with men. One woman, she was beaten with by a brick. Not beaten with. This dude smacked her with a brick. I really be sizing stuff. This dude smacked her with a brick. She might as well have gotten beaten, cause that's what it feels like. That's what it sounds like, anyway. So, this was only because she declined him. I would not even be able to process that at all. That's why I feel like you should always just give out your number and block the person later, or at least get a Google voice number and block the person after, because it's too freaking much. It's too much to deal with these weirdos just because you declined them. Not to mention stalkers. It's too much. I've been seeing so many videos on TikTok about women giving their experiences that are so unfortunate when it comes to being stalked by men, all because they declined them or they decided to not continue a relationship with them. The idea of getting smacked with a brick, do you know what a brick is? A brick is how you build a house. That's crazy to me. Like, y'all niggas are crazy. Y'all are scaring the hoes. Y'all are scaring the hoes. And we will continue to be scared and armed, you know? That's just me. I will be scared but armed. I don't care. I feel like it's really crazy that a lot of these women are getting stalked or beaten. And then the girl who was beaten with the brick, people are bringing up her past videos and her digital footprint, talking about, oh, she was asking for it. Do you see somebody who looked like that? Why would they not get beaten with a brick? Somebody really said that on somebody's TikTok live. They really said that. Another woman was like, oh, well, the men around her, they probably knew that that guy was crazy, so they couldn't do anything about the situation. They could have done something about that situation. They really could have done something about that situation. It's just that they did not care enough to do anything. They just let her be her. And a lot of these niggas are bitches at the end of the day. I just have to say it, because they will let a woman get hurt, get beaten, and not even care. And then later down the line say, you see, that's why she got beaten, because she made that video. Imagine if that girl was a sex worker or something. Like, it would have been over for her. They would not have tried to support her at all. It's so sad. It's so sad. The only thing I could say is to get smart and get armed. Just, these are 5 things you need to do to get smart and get armed. 1, and this is going for both situations, even though they are 2 different separate situations when it came to not just the brick beater and the stalker, but also the Tinder swindler. 1, don't go on Tinder just because. Do not go on Tinder or a dating app and just expect somebody to be what you see on that dating app, because I don't know if Catfish taught us something, but not everybody is what you think they are, even if they look like the way they are. Just be a little bit paranoid about that. Like, if you're sleeping with them, okay. I don't even go for that. But, like, if you're sleeping with them, okay. But don't push it any further. Meet in a public place first, because that person can be a real creep or a weirdo. 2, know when a man does not like you. Just know when a man does not like you. This is for the Tinder swindler situation. Like, If you haven't seen that documentary on Netflix, I think you should go watch it and just know when a man does not like you. Just, you'll be able to tell. I think some of these women are doing this based off of a scarcity mindset, or just because they've never been with somebody that's rich before. But that man that swindled them is not the only rich man in the world. So keep it at that. 3, like I said, don't have a scarcity mindset, period. When it comes to men, when it comes to anything in general, you shouldn't. 4, have a license. Have a license, have some type of defense. If you don't feel comfortable getting armed, I think it's important to take a self-defense course. Have mace on you, have a taser, something. I don't care. Like, it's getting scary out here. It's getting really, really scary. And it should be important to just be able to have certain tools on you, certain Mouska tools. Y'all know that song, I got my Mouska. Alright, never mind. I think it's important to have those things on you. Like, at first, I was definitely not a person who was a big fan of getting armed. But I just think that it's time. Even one of the women who were stalked, if you heard her story, I think the only thing she could do is actually fire her gun on that man for him to leave her alone. And even then, when she fired, I think he's still searching after her. So it's the police. The thing is, police do not care like that at all unless something has happened to a woman. And it's like, you just need to live somewhere where you can stand your ground at this point. That's all I could say. There's not really too much to say. But when you hear about, like, women getting stalked, people who are having bricks sometimes, trying to beat you with a brick or whatever weapon they got on them, I think the only thing you could do is have another weapon on you to be able to protect yourself. And that's about it. Okay. Yeah. So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. These topics were just really important. I had to get it off my chest. I haven't been on here in a minute, and I know my consistency is lacking. It's been sucking real bad, but I'm gonna do what I gotta do. I'm gonna keep posting. I hope y'all like this episode. Of course, if you want to listen, you can listen to me on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music. YouTube is coming soon, I promise. I promise. Yeah, you can listen to this on all of those platforms at TYPICELPOD on all of those platforms, including my Instagram as well, for listening to the podcast. You can also, if you also want to follow me personally, you can follow me at As Told By Period, HAWA, on Instagram. And yeah, hope y'all have a great rest of y'all day. Stay protected, stay blessed, and yeah, bye.